Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Shift the Shore Radio. Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
And here we go. First snap of the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They want them all. Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiff arm got him. Three to the 30. To the 20. Thomas to the 10. Denver's going off in New England. They want it on the first play of overtime.
Welcome to another edition of the Sentinels NFL pregame show with your host, The Zen Man. And normally I start off with saying it's a beautiful day outside, but it is raining. But it is football, so I guess that works. It is beautiful. And a whole new slate of games today. And we have just a few top news, you know, starting up this morning. They said one replacement ref was actually pulled from the Saints game. I thought that was kind of interesting. But there could be a lockout in a few more weeks, maybe week five, possibly, I heard. So, you know, we'll see. If you guys didn't know, they didn't really pull the replay. Well, if you didn't know that the refs were in a lockout. So whenever you see the bad officiating, don't blame the refs, really. I mean, they were thrown in this position. They're doing the best they can, believe it or not. And it's really, you know, Roger Goodell's fault, the NFL owners and all that. So, well, I guess it's not really owners. I guess it's Roger Goodell. So, and the thing is, they're not even bringing them from actual college. They're bringing them from a weird league, like the lingerie league, the arena football, stuff like that, because they don't think it's going to be long-term. So it's really weird. It's pretty bad. I heard they only pay about $8,000 a game, like the actual refs, so that's why they're getting a lockout. I mean, it's a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar industry, and they can't pay the refs a little bit of extra. I just don't understand what the fight is, and they're winning games right now, so it's just stupid. All right, then the rant is over. The news, Flacco and the Ravens have not talking a deal anymore. So I don't know if they're going to re-sign him. I would assume that they will. One game so far, and he's played pretty well. Redskins, Pierre Garçon, unlikely to play today. Garçon was the first, he scored the first touchdown of RG3, 80-yard touchdown last week. Speaking of RG3, he had a pretty good game. If you guys didn't catch up with it, we'll see if you can duplicate that today. And just really quickly starting up, last week, and what happened was the first game of, well, last week was week one. The first actual game was Cowboys-Giants. Giants losing at home 24-17 to Romo and the Cowboys. Starting Sunday, the Texans beating the Dolphins at home 30-10. Patriots beating down the Titans in Tennessee 34-13. Rams at Lions is actually a really close game, surprisingly. 27-23, narrow victory for the Lions, 14 in the fourth quarter for Matthew Stafford. Redskins at Saints, this is the big game. RG3 scored 10 points in every quarter, or the Redskins did, led by RG3, and they went 40-32 in New Orleans against Drew Brees. So couldn't ask for a better storyline for him, beating the best quarterback in the league, possibly. Eagles at Browns, another crazy game. The Eagles barely winning. A horrible performance by Whedon. Not really a good performance either by Vic, but a 17-16 victory for the Eagles. So I guess it's, you know, we'll see if they can play better than that, obviously. But at least they got the victory. Falcons at Chiefs. Falcons rolled over 40-24. Bills at Jets. A really lopsided victory. Fred Jackson injured in this game. Could be out a few weeks. And Jets running over the Bills to 40-28. One touchdown scored in all of preseason by not even the top two quarterbacks. And they scored 48 in game one. So who knows where this team's headed. It's just one game, but this is very interesting. I don't know if they're trying to set a tone or not. Jaguars and Vikings. Vikings winning. Their rookie kicker, Blair Welsh, 55-yard field goal to tie it as time expired, and then another field goal to win it in overtime. So Vikings are 1-0. The Colts at Bears. Bears won pretty big, 41-21. Luck did not have a very good start to his career. Three interceptions, but I heard Peyton Manning had three interceptions in his first game, so they're trying to say that was a good thing, but I don't know. Seahawks at Cardinals. Cardinals won it 20-16. Pretty close game here. Panthers at Bucks. Buccaneers winning surprisingly 16-10. Not a good start for Cam Newton. 49ers at Packers. 49ers winning 30-22. Everybody freaking out about this game. I kind of predicted that, to be honest with you. Packers, they're fine. The Niners are just really a team. They might be the best team in the league. Steelers at Broncos. Broncos winning 31-19. Obviously, the big news about Peyton having a good game, about 250 yards, two touchdowns. So good for him to be back. I'm happy. I mean, he kind of got thrown away from Indianapolis and all the records he set. Hall of Fame quarterback, and, you know, he starts off new after being out of year. Neck injuries, doubts, but he did pretty good, so hopefully he can keep us up. You know, I like Peyton Manning a lot, so we'll see if he can continue his streak of one game, I guess, but see if he can continue the season and make it to the playoffs. Ravens at home against the Bengals on Monday Night Football, and it was a blowout, 44-13 Ravens. And the Chargers at the Raiders, which I thought would be a high-scoring game, a lot of field goals, 22-14 win by the Chargers. Raiders did not look pretty good at all. McFadden looked good, but that was about it for the Raiders. And now just looking into today's game, I have my predictions. There was one game already, and that was the Packers-Bears. Okay, yeah, the final was 23-10 Packers. My prediction earlier in the week, I should just say it was 23-10, but it was 37-24 Packers. Defenses played pretty well, but the Packers definitely owned that game. Chicago got sacked numerous times. But here are my predictions for Sunday's games. I have the Bills winning 27-20 over the Chiefs at home. Saints at Panthers. I actually think the Panthers will win this game 34-31. Browns at Bengals. Bengals win 25-13. The Vikings at the Colts. The Vikings win 24-20. The Texans at the Jaguars. Texans win easy 38-20. We got the Raiders and the Dolphins. I think Dolphins win at home 24-17. Patriots at home against the Cardinals. Patriots win 33-18. Bucks at Giants. Giants win 27-20. Ravens at Eagles. Ravens win 34-27. This is a really out of a tough game for me to pick because the Eagles, I mean, they're a tough game to bet against because they're a good team. We all know it, but they're just not playing well. It's kind of like picking the Dodgers or against the Dodgers in the MLB. Their lineup is really good, but they're just not a good team. I think the Eagles are a good team, but they're going to lose, I think, but I don't know what the score is going to be. I think 34-27. If the Eagles play like they're supposed to, I still think they lose. So that's my prediction either way. But if it's a blowout, I'm sorry. You know, the Eagles sometimes just don't play that well. The Cowboys at Seahawks. Cowboys win 28-24. Redskins at Rams, 35-23 Redskins. Jets at Steelers. I think the Steelers have a bad year. I had the Jets played really well last week, and I just think the Jets win 24-20. I don't like the Steelers and their running game. Titans at Chargers. Kenny Britt is back to the Titans, but I think the Chargers win this one at home, 28-20. Lions at 49ers. It's going to be a great game. You know, as much as we like to root on Stafford and Megatron, I just think the Niners are going to be too much. I think it might be a bigger win for the 49ers, but I'm going to give Stafford some respect. So I think 49ers win at home 34-27. Broncos at Falcons. Broncos, I think the Falcons are going to win 30-25. So those are my predictions. Now, like I said, since this is week two, I can start looking back to last week. I just told you guys what happened last week's scores. How about last week's fantasy predictions? I actually have I have Yahoo up, and I have the last top fives in my quarterback, running back, wide receivers in last week's Yahoo Fantasy. Your top fantasy performer was Matt Ryan, 299 yards, 3 touchdowns, 25 rushing yards, 1 TD. He got about 63 points in fantasy. Aaron Rodgers was second on my list, 30 completions, 303 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick, and 27 rushing yards, and 1 2-point conversion. Now, Yahoo is very specific, so I'm just going to round it. He got 62 points. Robert Griffin at third, actually was third on this list, 320 yards, 2 touchdowns, 42 rushes, rushing yards, and he got 57.5 points. Tony Romo, fourth, with 307 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, 12 rushing yards at 57 points. And at number five was Drew Brees, with 339 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 picks, with 52.5 points. So that was your week one quarterback rankings. Looking at the wide receivers, your top performer was Randall Cobb from the Green Bay Packers. He had 77 receiving yards, 9 catches, and 153 return yards. Some leagues count return yards, some leagues don't. I do, however. So if you, if you have him, then look at him. But if not, he still had a pretty good game, though. 9 receptions, 77 yards. Kevin Ogletree, the big surprise last week. He came in at number 2 with, Renikoff had 39 and Ogletree has 36 points. 8 catches, 114 yards, 2 touchdowns. Unlikely to see the exact performance today, but he might do well. They're going to go to him, I think. So 41% owned still. It's crazy. And Randall Cobb, 45% owned. But the next three are 100% owned. Start off with Julio Jones, 6 catches, 108 yards, 2 touchdowns, 33.8 points. Brandon Marshall, 9 receptions, 119 yards, 1 touchdown. He got 32 points. And Andre Johnson, with 8 catches, 119 yards, 1 touchdown. And he got 30.9. So those are your top 5 wide receivers in week 1. And top 5 running backs really quick. You had C.J. Spiller in our league with 14 attempts, 169 yards, 1 touchdown, 25 receiving yards. He got 40 points. Stephen Ridley for the Patriots, 21 attempts, 125 yards, 1 touchdown, 27 receiving yards. He got 39 points. Alfred Morris for Washington, 28 attempts, 96 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns. He got 35.6 points. Kevin Smith for the Lions, 13 rushes, 62 yards, 1 touchdown, 29 receiving yards, 1 receiving touchdown, 33.6 points. And number 5, Arian Foster against the Dolphins, 26 attempts, 79 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, negative 4 in the air, but 33.5 points for Arian Foster. So those are your fantasy scores from last week. I'll get into the predictions for this week in just a bit. But I think it's time for my power rankings.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
That's not what I asked, Troy.
Isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Here are my power rankings I've assembled. It did change from last week. There's no way they would stay the same. Even though ESPN's got Miami at 32, doesn't mean I have them. I think Cleveland is the worst team in the NFL, so I have them as my number 32 team. 31, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. Number 30, I have the Colts. And then I have number 29, the Miami Dolphins. At number 28, the Tennessee Titans. Number 27, the Oakland Raiders. 26, the St. Louis Rams. They played pretty well last week against Detroit. So, see, you know, I can only base it up one game. 25, Kansas City. 24, Buffalo. 23, Minnesota. 22, Tampa Bay. 21, Arizona. Number 20, Seattle. Number 19, San Diego. Number 18, Cincinnati. This is where it got tough. 17, Pittsburgh Steelers. And then the second half, I have number 16, Denver Broncos. Number 15, New York Jets. Number 14, the Atlanta Falcons. 13, Washington Redskins. Number 12, the New York Giants. 11, the New Orleans Saints. Number 10, Carolina Panthers. Number 9, the Eagles. 8, Cowboys. At 7, the Bears. 6, Detroit. 5, Houston. And then my top 4 are the Patriots. Number 3, Packers. Number 2, Ravens. And number 1, the 49ers. I think the Niners are just a complete team. And their defense is the first thing you talk about, but their offense is actually getting really, really good. So
yeah, those are my power rankings for this week. And just checking out this real quick. You know what time it is? It is time for your injury reports for this week. Stay tuned. I mean, you got to check out the teams and see what's going on today. Starting off alphabetically with the Arizona Cardinals. Big things today. I mean, no offensive players really to worry about. Patrick Peterson, cornerback, is questionable with a groin injury. So, you know, check it out. Make sure he's going to be healthy. The Atlanta Falcons, Roddy White, questionable. He was a full practice participant yesterday, and he played Monday night, so he should be fine, but double-check that Monday night. Yeah, he is questionable at the moment. For the Baltimore Ravens, Ed Reed is probable with a hamstring injury. For the Bills, yeah, Fred Jackson is out, so he's going to be out for about 3-4 weeks, if you didn't know already, so definitely do not start him. Stevie Johnson is probable with a groin injury. He did not practice Wednesday, but he said he should play today. So if you need him to play, he should be fine. He is playing the Chiefs, I believe, at home, so it should be an easy win for them. He should get some good points. For the Carolina Panthers, Steve Smith is questionable, but they said he's expected to play with the knee injury versus the Saints. So I'll start him because the Saints defense at home, he said he's going to play, so... start him. Jonathan Stewart is questionable. He said he's expected to play as well. You know, depending on if you have other starting running backs to replace him, then I would start them. But if not, I would start Jonathan Stewart for sure. Moving on to the Bears, they already played, so I'm not going to get under that fantasy fence. Whatever bad decisions you made on Thursday, that's your own fault. No, I'm just kidding. Jason Allen, cornerback quad injury. He's questionable. That's all they say. So, if you have defensive players like I do, if you have a defensive player, just don't go with anybody questionable. Let's go with the strong players of the series. Donald Lee, tight end, quad injury is doubtful for Sunday's games versus the Browns. Bernard Scott, running back, hand injury is questionable. For the Cleveland Browns, says Josh Gordon is probable with an injury. Benjamin Watson, tight end thigh injury is questionable. He's limited in practice. So as a tight end, kind of the same thing with defensive players. I mean, unless that's your only tight end, I would say get a new one. There's probably one, you know, other tight ends in free agency. You know, if you have to start one, get somebody that's healthy. They said Trent Richardson is fine. He is he's practiced fully all week, so he'll be fine today. So start Trent Richardson if you have him. For the Cowboys, Jason Witten is probable. Same injury he had last week, but he played all last week, so he'll be fine this week. And DeMarco Murray, he is probable as well. He had a wrist injury, but that's not going to keep him out. He'll be fine. DeMarcus Ware is probable with hamstring injury. Miles Austin, hamstring injury as well. And they said he'll be fine. So, you know, some questionables on Dallas, but everybody should play. So, no worries there. Denver Broncos, Demaryius Thomas with a shoulder injury. He is probable from Monday's game. For the Lions, Calvin Johnson, foot injury. They said he is probable for the Niners game. So, if you have him, start him. I mean, I have him. I'm starting him for sure. Like I said, the Packers-Bears game is over. If you did have just, you know, the only news there was Greg Jennings did not play. For the Texans, Arian Foster, he said he had some illness, but he practiced fully Friday. He's probable. He should be fine. For the Colts, Austin Colley, he is doubtful. Concussion, they said he was actually going to play, but right now it says doubtful. So, I'm not going to play him. Pat Anger, their leading linebacker, foot injury, out for the game. T.Y. Hilton, shoulder, practice fully. So he should be fine unless it is probable to play. Dwight Freeney is out with ankle injury, so do not start him on defense. For the Jaguars, Rashad Jennings, running back, is out with a knee injury. So look for Jones Drew to get a lot of carries. Kansas City Chiefs, Brandon Flowers, their lead cornerback, questionable foot injury. They said he's expected to play. If you have him, I would start him. Dolphins, see any big thing. Daniel Thomas out today with a concussion injury. So no Daniel Thomas today. Looks like Reggie Bush is going to get a lot of attempts. Look for him to have a big fantasy game. For the Vikings, Adrian Peterson's the only really problem here. But he played very well last week, practiced all week. He should be just fine for today. Definitely start him if you have him. Patriots looks pretty good. Nothing big here. For the Saints, Devery Henderson is going to be out with a concussion, so don't start him if you have him. For the Giants, Victor Cruz, probable. But no, he's fine. He's completely healthy. He just left for his grandmother's funeral. So Victor Cruz will be just fine for today. He dropped a lot of balls last week, but, I mean, obviously if you got him, start him. He's going to turn around. Hakeem Nicks is questionable if he has a foot injury. That's all I say about him. But I would say he should be fine, but double-check what Yahoo says or NFL.com. They don't say anything else than that. That was about 2 days ago. The Jets, no big news. There is big news. Dustin Keller and Darrell Revis are out. Keller with hamstring injury and Darrell Revis with concussion. So those two players are both out for today's game. For Oakland, Jacoby Ford still in the injury reserve. Sebastian Janikowski, hamstring, but he's probably played fine last week. For the Eagles, DeSean Jackson, questionable hamstring injury. They said he has a good chance to play. Riley Cooper, collarbone injury. He is out. Jeremy Mack with hip. Adam Scheffler said it was a pretty bad injury, but he said it might be too bad to play. He said Macklin usually plays, and ESPN.com says he will play against Baltimore. So, honestly, I mean, even if you do have him, unless you have nobody else to start, I really wouldn't play him because Baltimore's defense and he's injured, so I don't know how much points you can possibly get today, but if you do start him, he'll still get you some points. Steelers, James Harrison, linebacker, is doubtful with a knee injury, so they say he's likely not to play. Rashad Menehol is doubtful as well, so look for Dwyer to get some more points today. Troy Polamalu, calf injury, did not practice Thursday or Wednesday. He's questionable, so he didn't practice Friday as well. So VA is questionable today. I actually may not start him, but we'll look at it. check that. San Diego Chargers Brian Matthews, running back, still has that clavicle injury. He said he's unlikely to play today. So do not start him. Niners, 49ers, Brandon Jacobs, running back, knee injury, he's questionable. So that's all they say. Ted Ginn, ankle, is also questionable as well. I don't like either one of them. If you got them, don't start them. The Seahawks, Golden Tate, wide receiver, knee injury, said he will start a split in Sunday, so he'll be fine. Zach Miller, tight end, foot injury, he's questionable, but expected to play. Marshawn Lynch, back injury, but he said he's probable. He played last week. He's fine. You know, he's going to get you not a lot of points, but he'll get you a decent amount. So I would say if you got him, start him. Last week, he got about 23 points. Rams, no big injuries. Buccaneers, Blount is probable, but with a neck injury, but, you know, he's not the starting running back anymore, so don't expect too many points from him. The Titans, Jake Locker, questionable, left shoulder, half big, maybe start to the Kenny Britt, he's questionable. I guess he had a little bit of a knee injury, but he is also sidelined for the first game from a DUI. So he's not going to get that many points today. Don't start him. And last but not least, the Redskins, Pierre Garçon, he is questionable today. He says unlikely to play. He had a big game last week with RG3, but don't start him this week. He's probably not going to get any snaps. And that is your injury report for today's games. And the last thing that I want to get into today is my fantasy predictions. Starting off at QB, I think Tom Brady's going to have the best game versus Cardinals at home. Let me check. Yeah, it is at home. Okay. Yeah, I think Brady's going to have a big game. 350 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think Matt Schaub actually would have the second best game versus the Jaguars. 330 yards, 3 touchdowns. Breeze at Panthers, 330, 2 touchdowns. I think Tony Romo, yeah, I'm going to give you some love. At Seahawks, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. Matt Ryan versus the Broncos, that's at home, I think 270 yards, 2 touchdowns for him on Monday Night Football. Your running backs, I think Arian Foster versus the Jaguars, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ray Rice versus the Eagles, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ridley for the Patriots, I think he's going to have 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also at 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, Ahmad Bradshaw versus the Bucks, and I think Reggie Bush will actually have the fifth most fantasy points today at home against Oakland with 100 yards, 1 touchdown. Wide receivers, I know this is a bold prediction, and only because Calvin Johnson is playing the 49ers and San Fran. Well, I guess it could be wherever. I'm not putting him at the top. I actually think Victor Cruz will bounce back today. I think he had a really rough game, a lot to think about. He's a great wide receiver. So I predicted 140 yards, 2 touchdowns against the Bucks. Andre Johnson, 140 yards, 2 touchdowns versus the Jaguars for Houston. Julio Jones for the Falcons, 120 yards, 2 touchdowns versus Denver. I think Torrey Smith for the Ravens, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns versus the Eagles. And I still think Calvin Johnson will stay true to get over 100 yards in every game with 105 yards, 2 touchdowns versus the Niners. Niners have a great defense, but, you know, it's not like you can really stop him. I think they can contain him, but, I mean, if they can contain him to that, I think the Niners will be fine. So that is my fantasy update predictions for the week. And with that, that's pretty much it, guys. Gave you guys everything I had. And with that, I want to say good luck to all your teams today, especially Dolphins fans out there. Should be a good game down here in Miami. I know I'm a Fins fan, but I do predict them to win today. They are favored, actually. So ESPN had a 30-second on the power ranking. Let's see if we can turn that around. Gain a few spots. And with that, make sure to join me every Thursday night, 11 o'clock, for another edition of the Cinemals Sports Wrap. And now every Sundays, 11 a.m. for the Cinemals NFL pregame show. And good luck to all your teams out there, MLB, actually, and NFL. Everything's getting good right now. So with that, have a good Sunday, and I'll see you guys Thursday and next Sunday, all right? See you guys later. Bye.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Shift the Shore Radio. Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
And here we go. First snap of the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They won them all. Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiffer got him three to the 30. To the 20.